This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The web TV music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. His name is Eric Perez Brain, and he has a brand new children's book series called The Adventures of Sebastian and Sunday. Eric, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Everything is good. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited. Thank you.
Yes, thanks so much for coming on. Tell me all about this brand new series.
Sebastian and Sunday is, Sebastian is my son, and Sunday is my dog, but she's my daughter. So the adventures of Sebastian and Sunday are essentially an episodic series about little adventures that Sebastian and Sunday go on. The first book, however, is about empowering your affirmations. So it teaches children how to, just the introduction stages of how to empower your affirmations and how to really get yourself some good luck rolling. You create good energy for yourself to go get in the future. And that's really what book one is about. Then book two, which is going to be released very shortly, is about bringing that good luck into sports and bringing that affirmation training into sports and how you can use that as a child growing up to achieve small goals in sports and in your daily life. And then book three then takes it to the next level and starts an intuition training type of story where you just take it to a whole nother level. The story essentially is about healing and about sending good energy and sending love to your friends. And that essentially is healing energy.
That is awesome. You know, and you have such an awesome series too, you know, not only just to help kids, but it's also a series to, you know, to help adults teach their kids, you know, about these great topics too. You know, as a father for yourself, I mean, was this something that you've always wanted to do ever since having kids, or, you know, was this something that you've always had kind of cooking in the background?
Yeah, so it's an interesting story. My family, since I was a child, has been collecting art, and we have a formal art collection. And over the years, I began to kind of take over the acquisition part of the collection. And so I've been looking and shopping for rare manuscripts and, you know, magical items that are available all over the place. So I've been looking at all this stuff and looking at manuscripts and rare literature. And over the past 10 years, my brother and I really kind of formulated this concept. I wanted to know what the secret was. What do they know? What is the secret, right? Everybody wants to know. So I went in and just undertook a really large study. And
how did you do your research? What did you do? Like, did you go to a library for this, can you?
Well, you can for certain things, but yeah. You know, you read other manuscripts from other people that have had access to the Vatican archives, and you get hieroglyphs translated, for instance. You get
that sounds expensive.
Fragments from the Torah translated. Yeah,
and that also sounds very expensive.
it is. And then what happens is you start to see that there's a commonality between the concepts and little bites here and there, that everything is really about empowering your affirmations. And now this book series is now my way of putting in all of that research and everything all into one little action-packed book for kids to really, you know, walk away with something.
Now, for those who are listening who don't know what affirmations are, I mean, can I give us like a broad understanding of it?
A broad understanding of affirmations. So it basically, your thoughts create your future energy. So if you think negatively, then in the future, you're going to be hit with this same negative energy. So if you create positive thoughts about your future and you envision yourself in the way that you would like to be, and you envision yourself achieving these successes, then you're essentially bridging the gap between your imaginary self and your current self. And by creating a little goal, then you can keep it really at center, you know, at center stage and really take it on.
That's awesome. You know, why is it so then important to teach us at such a young age? You know, I mean, it's a great series. I'm just so curious, though, why is it so important now, you know, when the kids are young, to kind of teach this?
So there, you know, I originally studied this through my art history and a lot of my artifacts. But the other side of this is it's almost spelled out in a sports psychology concept called PETLEP. And sports psychology, the champions all use these visualizations to achieve things. And the champions, Olympic champions, Conor McGregor, swimming Olympians, they've all done these things, and they've vocalized it that they do this to achieve their goals and their championships. So if we take a kid who has never done that before and we teach him that now, he's going to be a much better person in the future. But if we then take a step back from that and we look at like the scientific studies that have been done about visualization, they actually do help with motor imagery skills. So there are children with mental health issues that could potentially use visualization exercises to help themselves achieve things that they would not have otherwise achieved. And this could be simple things as walking straight, for instance. So it could go very large and it could be very small. It could be used for daily things, or it could be used to win championships.
Well, I mean, I hope so, like, you know, later in the future that a kid obviously wins a championship. I mean, that'd be freaking awesome, you know, from this. But, you know, it's also good because it's a mental health exercise at the same time, right?
Exactly. And that's where the value of it is. It's really not like about the championship part. It's about using it to advance yourself.
And I feel like this book is also a great tool for parents and for kids too, to learn that it's okay to share your feelings. Cause I feel like a lot of men, they're always taught, you know, back in the day, they were taught like, oh, don't share your feelings, keep it all inside, be a man, you know. But at the end of the day, we're in 2023 now, and it's okay to share your feelings now.
Yeah. Yeah. So it includes feelings. So when you visualize yourself in the future, there's a simple way of doing it. You just visualize yourself and then you put a suit on, you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, that's me, I'm going to be successful, and you walk off. But then the phase two of that, which is really the empowering part, is when you add your senses to it. So that's why they say to put the suit on, because that's going to bring you into that environment of feeling like you're wearing a suit. So when you bring your emotions into these visualizations, then you're able to cope with those emotions. Mm-hmm. So if you get nervous, for instance, during this, and you envision it, and your nervousness goes down just a little bit because you have a little bit more experience, when you go up to do that task, you're going to be just a tiny bit less nervous. And so if you do consistent visualizations, eventually you drop that nervousness down almost to where it doesn't matter anymore, and you can operate under total composure.
Something about you too, you know, Eric, you were also a jiu-jitsu medalist, you know, also an art collector, obviously we know that, but, you know, also a soccer coach too. I mean, a lot of sports and fun activities that, you know, you've done in the past. But when do you kind of have the time to meditate, I guess, in this sense?
Oh man, every day you have to do it every day. And some people think meditation is good or bad, right? Meditation essentially is what you make it. So if you have bad energy, then it's going to be a bad thing. If you have good energy, then meditation is just going to be a purely good thing for you, which is essentially what it's supposed to be. So if we're meditating every day, you're also feeding the body every day. You're doing things for your mental health, your regular health every day. This is just one of those items that should also be done every day.
So when you're doing research for the series, and again, the series is called Good Luck Is My Guardian Angel, you know, and obviously book one is out right now, and book two is on the way. But you know, when you were doing the research for the series, I mean, what were some of the things that you dived into?
I began writing my first book. I thought that it was going to be a breeze, of course. But it's not that easy. You have to think about every single thing that happens in the book, in the story, and you have to contemplate every single thing. And so what happens is then you have to actually practice what you're preaching before you could publish that book. And so I went into this practice what I preach episode, and it really is just an amazing thing. So after I did that, I asked for answers on how to finish the book because the book was about 99% done, mm-hmm. and I had some feedback on it. And I meditated and said, I need a solution on how to tie this all together. And the next morning I woke up and tied it all together, and that was it.
And that was it. And now you have a brand new book series out. Again, it's called Good Luck Is My Guardian Angel. You know, when is book two coming out?
I originally had a May publication date, and I intend to keep it in May, but I don't know.
Well, you know, it's going to be exciting once it releases, and it's going to be so helpful for those who are looking to kind of help their kids in that light too. I mean, what is this, in your opinion, though? You know, for those who are struggling kind of to parent their kid, is this a good book for them?
I 100% can recommend this book for any parent that's having any sort of trouble. The book in an article that we were mentioned in the American Reporter, they said that this book actually is an accurate presentation of how you can apply visualization to help improve your motor imagery skills for children of all ages. So if you have a child that has problems with something, this can help them get there. And surpass those obstacles. And if you have a kid that doesn't have any problems, this is even better, because then he can then use this to empower his affirmations to succeed in those things that he wants to succeed in. So I don't see how, you know, there's really any other option as a parent.
You worked with a guy named Carlos too on the book. Tell me all about that.
So Carlos Perez Brain is my father. He's an engineer, and he is the editor of the book series. It just so happens that at the end of the book series, my brother is co-authoring the second book with me, because it's a jiu-jitsu book, and he is also a jiu-jitsu practitioner and competitor. So Carlos Perez Brain, the editor, and Daniel Perez Brain, my brother, will be a co-author, and he's helping me complete this entire series.
That is awesome. And how was it like working with your father?
You know, I love him because he tells me the truth. He tells me when I'm wrong. That's what I need.
That's a father for you.
The book would not be published otherwise, you know, and that's what you need. You need people that really are going to tell you the truth close to you. You don't want those people that don't give you the truth, because then they don't make you your best you, you know. And he makes me my best me. And I could say that he truly does make me my best me, and I probably infuriate him. So, so I mean, we have a very healthy, beautiful relationship, but that was a joke, of course.
Well, Eric, seriously, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. But before you go, you know, what is next for you? Are we going to continue the series, or are we going to go into something else completely different?
Yeah, so I do have a bunch of ideas to continue the series, and depending on how, you know, the community takes it, then we might just keep going into five or six books potentially. But I am a soccer coach as well, and I did work with the LA Galaxy and one of their alliance clubs, and I'm going to be releasing a book about youth sports clubs as well on the side. And then I'll probably be competing in jiu-jitsu some more and just going on some more adventures.
That is amazing. You know, I'm definitely excited to see where your career goes in the sports realm, but also in the book realm too, with this brand new series called Good Luck Is My Guardian Angel. And the first book is out now, but we can't wait for the second book. But for those who want to find the first book, where can they go?
Okay, so Good Luck Is My Guardian Angel is available on Amazon.com right now. And if you guys want to follow Sebastian and Sunday, their real adventures, the Instagram is @BashOnSunday. And if you want to follow me, I am Galactic Eric on Instagram.
That is awesome. Well, Eric, again, thanks so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much, Zach. I really appreciate it, and I definitely will be back.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. The WebZ Music Station, Z Radio Live, back and more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.